Hello, and welcome to Peak Prosperity's Off the Cuff. I'm Adam Taggart, Peak Prosperity co-founder, and on Off the Cuff, every week we sit down with a wonderful expert guest, completely unscripted, and just talk about what's going on in the world and what's happening in their area of expertise. Today, I'm very pleased to welcome back a thinker that we're just a huge fan of here at Peak Prosperity. That's Richard Heinberg. Richard is senior fellow in residence of the Post Carbon Institute and is regarded as one of the world's foremost advocates for a shift away from our current reliance on fossil fuels. He's written a whole host of books on that topic and related topics, including The End of Growth, The Party's Over, and Peak Everything. He is one of the best macro guests that we have on this program and just a wonderful guy to boot. Richard, thanks so much for joining us again this week.
It's good to be with you, Adam.
Well, thanks. Well, look, let's start with something I know you're quite busy on right now, which is a new book. So I don't think it's coming out till later in the year, but is there anything about the topic, the subject material, et cetera, that you can share with people right now?
Sure. The book is called Power, Limits and Prospects for Human Survival. This is a book that I've been working on for the last 3 years, and it's I regard it as the culmination of my career. I'd written 13 previous books, but this one I think is the one that I, if I'm going to be remembered for anything, I would hope that it would be for this book. And the book was motivated by three questions that I've been gnawing on really for my whole adult life. One is how this one species, Homo sapiens, has become so powerful as to essentially take over the planet and threaten a new mass extinction event. Second question is, why have we come to oppress one another in so many ways? And the third is it possible for us to change our relationship with power? Now, the one thread that runs through these questions is power itself. And so when I really started getting serious about this project, I said, well, I've got to do a literature search and, you know, find the book on power. And obviously there have been hundreds of books written related to the topic of power. But I couldn't find one that actually examined it systematically or even defined it very well. So I started with the most banal, mundane definition of power, which is the one physicists use, which is the rate of energy transfer. And then I followed the evolution of power through cell biology, biological evolution, human history, all the way up to the present. And that gave me a lot of insights that I actually had not, you know, come across previously. And then I was able to look at whether it is possible to limit power. And of course it is. Nature does it all the time. There are balancing mechanisms. Homeostasis is the most fundamental one, but there are balancing and limiting, power limiting processes throughout the natural world and throughout human society and human history, you know, environmental regulations, democracy itself, and so on. So if we can limit power, why aren't we doing it? And there's a quite a long section on that. And it largely comes down to the fact that we've gotten so much power so quickly by way of fossil fuels that it's overridden our innate wisdom, which is the sense of how to live within limits and set us up for this catastrophic situation that we're in. So it's not a book that actually, you know, you're going to read it and you're going to say, oh, if we all just do this one thing, we can save the world. No, I think people will come away from the book more with a sense of understanding and hopefully wisdom. And hopefully it will be helpful in that sense. I'm not sure that there, from a practical standpoint, I'm not sure that there's a lot that we can do right now to entirely avert, you know, climate change and all the rest. But, you know, given the fact that we've set this up for ourselves, there are ways of living more wisely and humanely within these circumstances. And I hope the book will help readers identify what those will be for themselves.
All right. Well, fascinating topic and extremely important one. I mean, it's really an existential topic, really, maybe even the existential topic.
To listen to this podcast in full, as well as all our other premium podcasts and articles, please enroll at peakprosperity.com. Simply go to peakprosperity.com/enroll.